tradition seemed to evolve in congregations over time, and I can't remember what the first time that we did the antiphonal reading by Max Koontz and had Chris lead it for us. I can't remember when we started that, but it's kind of gotten to where people will ask me as this Sunday approached, are you going to do that reading about the vegetables again? So I guess that means we are. So Chris will lead it. You'll turn to it. It's an antiphonal reading for Thanksgiving. Which do we want to be right and left? Shall right be my our right? Okay, you guys are the R's, and you guys are the L's. Okay. You're on.
Let us give thanks for a bounty of people, for children who are second planting, and though they may grow like weeds, and the wind soon blows them away, may they forgive us our cultivation and fondly remember where their roots are. Let us give thanks.
For generous
thank you very much. Thank the RE committee for the wonderful job that they did in this service with our delightful story earlier. For Jed, both the adult and the treble choir, she's given us some very, made this service a very wonderful experience. You are all invited to have some of Grandma's secret recipe cranberry bread during coffee hour. And then if there are those of you who can come back into the sanctuary after you've had your bread and coffee to help us give ourselves a festive look for the holidays ahead, that would be fine too. I just want to say it's been very delightful and a very wonderful fall. I'm feeling very good as I go into Thanksgiving and celebrating with my family, and I hope that each of you have a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving as well.